a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Street Affairs will now come to order. Welcome to our inaugural meeting for the session. Just a couple housekeeping items. If you're going to testify, please sign in the back. Please turn off all cell phones. If you have handouts, the pages will circulate those for you, so use them wisely. Speaking of which, we only have one page. Could you introduce yourself? You can come up to the mic so people back at home can hear you as well. There's a button at the base.
My name's Elise Haugard.
Another button. You help your secretary? Is it up? Try the other one. There you go.
My name is Elise Haugard.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sioux Falls.
Very good. Welcome. Very good. Okay, and then as is a long-standing tradition of state affairs, the newest member of the committee needs to sing his fight song. Are you ready for that, Representative Westrat? Or are you not ready? We'll hold off on that. Next, Manny. You need to look up the lyrics, do you? Is that the... All right. We have no meeting minutes to approve. Also, if you are going to testify and you are a lobbyist, please make sure you're wearing an appropriate badge. And I think with that, this committee probably doesn't need too many tutorials, given the experience. I was going to say maturity, but experience of this committee. So let's go right into the... I need to call roll. I've fallen out of practice since 9 months ago. All right, Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett. Gibson. Here. Gosh. Here. Hunhoff. Here. Keller. Munsterman. Yep. Nostrup. Here. Parsley. Here. Virchio. Here. Westra. Here. Wink. Here. Cronin. Here. Lust.
Here.
Mr. Chair, there's a quorum.
Now we're ready to transact business. With that, let's get right into our calendar. House Bill 1016, an act to repeal certain outdated or unnecessary statutes and administrative rules pertaining to the Department of Public Testimony, or Safety, sorry. We will take proponent testimony on House Bill 1016. Proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Captain John Broers. I'm with the Department of Public Safety. I'm the commander for the Motor Carrier Division of the Highway. This morning we're bringing you House Bill 1016 in an effort to clean out some unnecessary, unused statutes and rules that are on the floor. Sections 1 through 10 of this bill deal with a program that's no longer used. The Safety Lou Act of 2005 abolished the single state registration system. Truckers commonly referred to that as their single state or their bingo card. That program was eliminated, and it was replaced with the UCR, which is the Unified Carrier Registration. The SSRS was simply a program where motor carriers registered their vehicles through the state of South Dakota and every state and provided proof of insurance and told us how many trucks were going to run through the state. They might have a fleet of 500 trucks. They may only use 100 of those trucks in South Dakota, so they would register those. The Safety Lou Act repealed that, replaced it with the Unified Carrier Registration System in an effort to clean up that program. Anytime there was a change in their insurance coverage or some of their registrations, they had to file paperwork with each state, and it became burdensome. UCR, you simply register how many vehicles you have in your entire fleet. You pay one fee. You have one contact. You can either take care of it through a website that one state runs, but they run that on the states that are under the UCR, or you can take care of it through your home. The laws on these Sections 1 through 10 deal solely with the SSRS, the single state registration system, which is abolished. Be on the books. Section 11 is a repetitive statute, a rule. We have these rules in statute now regarding the fees for special requests to come in and certify a heavy scale. duplicative, and administrative rules no longer. For sections 12 to 18, the regard to snowmobile races that go on or across public roads. Department of Public Safety has no record of anyone ever requesting. It certainly has happened in the past, but certainly not in any recent history. These rules have nothing to do with a snowmobile race that's held on private property, on the snowmobile trails. If the city of Deadwood wants to do a snowmobile race at Perry Peak or at the fairgrounds there in downtown Deadwood, they can still do so and effect on those, simply for those that cross the state highway. Since we haven't had anybody request of no races that are occurring like this, we also feel that unused, so they also.
Very good.
All I have, if I'd be happy to stay for any questions.
Thank you. I have my hunches. There will be no further proponent or opponent testimony, so you might want to stay right there. Is there any other proponent testimony? Seeing none, opponent testimony to House Bill 1016. Opponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony portion of the committee and open up to questions. Questions of members of committee. Representative Parsley.
Yes. What happens if somebody does come along and say they want to have a snowmobile race that crosses the highway if we don't have any rules now?
Mr. Chair. There's still things we can do. The Secretary could, if it's unsafe or unneeded, we can close roads we have in the done that for filming movies and such. We have closed until that filming was done.
Further questions by members of the committee? I do have a question. Do you have, I don't see the information in the rules, I didn't look it up. Do you know when these rules were enacted?
They were enacted in 1970. Very good. There is a statute that covers bill racing. We're preserving the state statute to maybe further promulgate rules. The statute also covers exemptions, things such as speed, or public ground, but just off.
Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What statutes are those current ones that you were referring to? What is the, what are the statute numbers?
The statute is 32-20A-1.1. The title is Exception for Raceway Facility Events, Approval Required for Certain Cross-Country Races, Rules for Safety Standards and Financial. And the provisions of 32-20A-2 are not applicable to a not operating a snowmobile in an organized track racing event. That part of it covers the fairgrounds at Deadwood or the snowmobile trails. For cross-country races using portions of the highways, the sponsoring organization shall obtain approval of the Department of Public Safety prior to the race regarding the route of the race. The race shall be conducted in accordance with the rules promulgated by the department. The Secretary of Public Safety may adopt rules. And we feel if we do need to do this again, if there is a public movement to reintroduce some snowmobile races, that goes across, we still have this, so we can still have the authority to promulgate. But we feel that they should probably reflect 2014.
Further questions? Seeing no further questions, we'll close this portion of the committee. Thank you, Captain. And we will take comments and or action by members of the committee. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to pass on House Bill 1016.
Moved by Wink, second by Westra. Their discussion on that motion, Representative Wink.
Well, I think it was evidenced by the testimony and the answering of all the questions that these are just a continuation of the governor's efforts to rid the books of unnecessary and outdated rules and statutes, and hopefully the committee can support the motion.
Further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett, Gibson, aye. Gosch, aye. Hunhoff, aye. Killer, Munsterman, aye. Nostrup, aye. Parsley, aye. Virtue, aye. Westra, aye. Wink, aye. Cronin, aye. Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 12 ayes, one excuse.
That motion passes. House Bill 1016 will go to the floor. You pass. I would ask Representative Westra, could you carry that on the floor, please? And you can sing at that time. All right, next on our agenda, House Bill 1026, to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the Webster National Guard Armory and underlying land to the city of Webster. House Bill 1026, proponent testimony.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Tim Reich. I'm the Adjutant General for the South Dakota National Guard and the Secretary for the Department of the Military. As you know, the federal government has done some budget cutting, and over the course of the last several years, we closed a number of our armories across the state of South Dakota. Some of those facilities are what we call joint use facilities, and when they were constructed, they were built in partnership with a local government or a school district in partnership with the federal government. And when we moved out of the Webster Armory this past year, and when that facility was built back in 1956, it was a joint venture with the city of Webster and with the Webster School District. The city of Webster contributed $160,000. The school district paid $30,000, and the National Guard Bureau paid $95,000. I have two sheets that the page is handing out this morning that I think will help the committee better understand the state's interest in the property that we propose to transfer. The first sheet is a photocopy of the plat map of the city of Webster, and there are three squares that are colored. The orange lot on the left is lot 2, and the pink lot to the right of it is lot 3. And those are the two lots that the armory is located on. The state of South Dakota owns lot 2, and that is what we propose to transfer to the city of Webster. Now, if you look at the aerial photo, you can see lots 2 and lots 3 are the lower two rectangles on the on that aerial photograph. The entire map within that red boundary are the areas that the state of South Dakota has used. On the top part, you can see there's a maintenance shop up there. We own the maintenance shop. The city of Webster owns the land underneath the maintenance shop. The only land that the state of South Dakota owns is that lower left quadrant. You see that vehicle storage building and part of the armory. And again, this was a partnership that put this facility together, and the city is the primary partner in the partnership. The city of Webster has been a strong supporter of the South Dakota National Guard for many, many years. They provided the largest share of the funds needed to construct the facility back in 1956. And it's only right that we convey the state's interest in the real estate improvements back to them. Passage of this bill will direct the governor to execute a quitclaim deed, transfer all of the state's right, title, and interest in the real estate and improvements to the city of Webster. This concludes my testimony, Mr. Chairman, subject to your questions.
Thank you, Secretary. Again, I would ask that you stay. My hunch is I know how this is going to go. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there opponent testimony? House Bill 1026, opponent testimony. Seeing none, we'll open it up for questions by members of the committee. Representative Hunhoff.
For the Secretary, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly I'm supportive of what we want to do here. I'm just wondering how it jives with the state statutes on disposing of property, surplus property.
Chairman. I think we're in compliance. This is actually going to go through the school and public lands. The statute requires that the school and public lands, the governor, execute the transfer of the property. And so this is about the fourth or fifth one of these that we've done. So I feel real confident. Jeff Hallam, the Attorney General's office, is the one that's been overseeing us and giving us our legal advice. So I'm fairly confident.
Further questions by members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Secretary Reich. We'll close the public testimony portion and open up to comments or action by members of the committee. Representative Gosch. Moved by Gosch, seconded by Consett. Do pass. Discussion on that motion. Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think the general explained it adequately, and I think the testimony that we just heard will be somewhat similar to the next bill on a simple transfer here that makes sense. For our Army National Guard building and buildings and grounds in Webster. So I would ask the committee to join me in supporting the motion to do pass.
Further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, the motion is do pass. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett. Gibson, aye. Gosch, aye. Unhoff, aye. Killer, Munsterman, aye. Nostrup, aye. Parsley, aye. Virtue, aye. Westra, aye. Wink, aye. Cronin, aye. Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 12 ayes, 1 excused.
That motion passes. House Bill 1026 will go to the floor. Do pass. Representative Gibson, would you mind carrying that on the floor? All right, next on our agenda, House Bill 1027, an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the Watertown National Guard Armory to the city of Watertown. Proponent testimony, House Bill 1027.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. General Reich, Department of the Military. South Dakota National Guard has also got an armory up in Watertown that was built back in 1958 in conjunction with the city of Watertown. The page is handing out an aerial photograph and a plat map for Watertown. The city of Watertown contributed $66,329, and the National Guard Bureau paid $175,514. When this construction occurred back in 1958. A little bit different situation here in Watertown. The state does not own any of the land beneath the facility. Everybody's got all the handouts. If you look at the aerial photograph, that is a good representation of the facility and the adjacent parking lots and the outbuildings that we've been using there for many years. Now, if you look at the plat map, you'll see the red triangle or the red rectangle is also superimposed on the plat map for the city of Watertown. As you can see, the property that we've been occupying there covers 21 city lots completely and parts of 25 more. No portion of those 46 lots we've been occupying is owned by the state of South Dakota. What the state does own is a majority interest in the main armory building and ownership of three outbuildings that are visible in the aerial photograph. We completely vacated the premises last fall. Passage of this bill will direct the governor to execute a quitclaim deed, transferring all of the state's right, title, and interest in the real estate and improvements to the city of Watertown. And your support of this measure would be greatly appreciated. I'll stand by for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Secretary Reich. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1027. Proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Representative Roger Solem, District 5, Coddington, more specifically Watertown.
I'm actually here at the request of the mayor, Steve Thorson, City of Watertown. He contacted me yesterday, asked if I would just relay his message, just a thank you to the general and the Department of Military and the legislature, the governor's office for your favorable support for this measure, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Solem.
Further proponent testimony? House Bill 1027. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony? Seeing no opponent testimony, we'll open up for questions or comments by members of the committee. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Reich, can you come up? It's a little bit unrelated to this particular bill, but in your presentation this morning, evidently Watertown has a new facility. Could you tell us the situation with that as far as the land and the buildings, or where is it next to? Is it right next to the old, or is it a completely different part of the city?
Mr. Chairman, the new facility is out across from the end of the runway there, further north, town and city of Watertown, and the bill that you're referring to, Representative, is I believe House Bill 32, and that's going to be Senate Appropriations, and that asks for some land that's owned by the Department of Transportation to put a maintenance facility. Now, we never had a maintenance facility on these grounds. Actually, city of Webster, that other maintenance facility that's shown in the aerial photograph from Webster, is where the maintenance is conducted for most of the vehicles, for the units that are assigned to the new Watertown Army. And maintenance facility is very outdated. It's a related issue to the new Watertown Army.
Very good. Further questions by members of the committee? Actually, I have a question for Representative Solem. You can stay there, Secretary Reich.
Mr. Chair?
Representative, I'm just curious. Do you know what the city of Watertown intends to do with this?
Yes, certainly. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. The city of Watertown is planning to move their park and rec department into that facility. That facility has been has played an active part in numerous different functions throughout the community. We annually share that facility with the Cottington County or the Watertown Winter Farm Show. We've housed prisoners during the flood in the late 90s. Played an active role in a whole host of different functions, you know, with the drill floor, which is now gymnasium space for the community, the ample office areas and parking areas there as well.
Very good. Thank you. Further questions by members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you both, gentlemen. And Secretary, thank you again for the breakfast this morning you hosted. Appreciate all that you do. At this point, we would entertain motions or other action by the committee. Representative Gosch.
I would move do pass.
Second. Moved by Gosch, second by Parsley, do pass. Discussion on that motion, Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think, again, the General and Representative Solem explained it adequately, why this is necessary, why the new facility was necessary, and why it's time to move on with this property. And it sounds like this property will be put to good use by the City of Watertown Parks and Rec Department. I know it's near the softball fields. I've actually been to this facility, and the National Guard was due for a new building. My brother's in the National Guard. He's in Watertown, so I've had a chance to see this whole facility. He was in the best warrior competition as well. He got second, hard-charging sapper, but he got second. So I do support this, of course, and all the efforts by the National Guard. I do appreciate the presentation this morning as well, and all the activities that National Guard has done both locally with the flooding and the winter storm, clean up the B-1 bomber crash, the forest fires, and then, of course, internationally, the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and the eight heroes we lost over there. Was part of our guard units. And so with that, I'd encourage the committee again to join me in this do pass motion.
Further discussion on that motion? Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too would like to just echo what Representative from Rapid City said that the support that the Guard has given, particularly to the rural electrics in the last several years, in some of the damage and storms that we've had, has been invaluable. We could not have restored power to the people that needed it without the help of the Guard. So this is, I want to extend that appreciation and support for these bills. And also, my wife is just going to be very happy with you that you didn't give us another cup this morning, so I have to vote for the bills.
Further comments? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is due pass. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Hiller. Munsterman.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Virtue.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Each other 12 ayes, 1 excused.
That motion passes. House Bill 1027 goes to the floor. Due pass. Representative Consett, I would ask that you carry that bill on the floor. Thank you. Well, with that, we've come to a conclusion of our agenda for today. I appreciate the efforts of the committee and with which we were to dispose of these bills quickly and promptly and with dispatch. And with that, I'd entertain Representative Munsterman's motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Gibson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.